The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. Robin's going to be joining. What? You forgot your headphones. Oh. Well, Robin will be joining us in just a second as soon as she gets comfortable here. Let's talk to Mike in Edgewater. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm just fine. Good morning, Robin. I wanted to get into the muzzleloader contest if I could. And
sure.
Could I enter in my grandson?
Yes.
Oh yeah, please
sure.
do.
Okay.
Yep.
If you recall,
did Aaron take your number for both?
Yes, he did.
Okay, good.
He did. We wanted to share with you just a short story on my grandson Bradley. He had just turned 18 and he got his first duck, which is the picture I sent you. And,
yes, I remember.
So the short story was that when he turned 13, I took him over to Pintail Point to
right.
expose him to the kick of a shotgun
right.
for shooting clays and, of course, what he's doing now. He's actually he's taken his hunting to a new level for his duck hunting.
Right.
He awesome. Went over to the Eastern Shore to shoot
yeah.
ducks yesterday. So, anyway, that's great. I'm glad I was able to share with him.
He went yesterday?
He went yesterday, yeah.
A lot of people went yesterday, yeah. That weather coming in, I guess that prompted a lot of movement for the waterfowl, both the geese and the ducks as well. So there were a lot of shooting, I heard, across the shore yesterday.
So I have a great grandson, which is not although Bradley being fruitful, that's not his. My great grandson is just turning 10, and I'd like to do the same thing with him that I did with Bradley and expose him to the kick of the shotgun. So far he seems very interested into it and teach him the safety aspects of what hunting's all about.
That's wonderful.
Hey, that's awesome.
Anyway, he'll be the next muzzleloader contest participant.
Okay, good. Sounds good.
I'll keep happy thoughts that he's the next muzzleloader.
there you go.
All right, guys. Well, thank you ever so much.
All righty.
Have a great year.
You have a super holiday, and I think it's wonderful what you're doing with your kids and grandkids. And great-grandkids.
What we're supposed to do.
That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to pass this on, you know?
Yep, exactly right.
We need so. More people like you.
All right, guys. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank
Merry
you.
Christmas.
I'm not nuts on social media, but, there's every now and then, there's something on there. There's a little sign on there. People posted a sign. I don't know if they call it a meme or what they call it, but anyway, it says, them. Why do you care so much about taking a kid hunting? Me. Because I was once that kid.
Yep.
You know, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Let's talk to Stan. Good morning, Stan on the road. How are you, Stan the man?
Stan, my man.
Good morning, everyone. Come on out and get some fresh air.
No.
I was out earlier. Took the dog out and,
excuse me.
About midnight, about 1 o'clock I took the dog out and got some of that fresh air. I'll tell you, the wind was calm at that moment, but I just stood out there for a moment and enjoyed that, you know, because it was quiet and calm and, you know, not much wind. I could just feel that cold air.
How long did that moment last?
About 30 seconds.
It really started hearing his teeth rattle.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. No, I like the cold weather. I mean, I get conditioned for it from being outside. I mean, I was out twice this week, and it's pretty cold. I bundled up. But, you know, this time of year, my body's ready for it. And, you know, like I said, I wouldn't mind being out there this morning. You know, I'd bundle up. I'd dress for it. I've learned to dress for it. But, you know.
Look over this way.
I see you over there, Miss Christmas. I see you.
I had a promise about today when I agreed that you should go hunting this week.
Oh, I know.
But next year, you will not be hunting the week of Christmas.
Watch me.
Yeah.
Watch me.
Watch you be walking out the door.
So how was your week, Mr. Stan?
Uneventful, same old thing, in and out.
Yeah,
I just wanted to wish all a merry, 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 warm and wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, brother.
You also
from our family on the western side of this state of reality.
Uh huh.
State of something.
I know.
Yeah, the free state. Remember that, the free state.
Well, if I can get this gentleman down, I got something for you. I will send to you as soon as the gentleman gets me one. It might become a family heirloom. So
that sounds interesting.
I'm working on an idea. Always got ideas.
Always got ideas.
Yeah.
I hear you, buddy.
That's why I like you so much, Stan.
Yes, sir.
I've got one idea now. Get this last load done and go home where it's warm. I'm paying for that party, and I'm out here.
Uh-huh. That makes sense to me, buddy. That makes sense.
And I'm safe, Stan.
Yep.
Well, we're getting there. It's gotten all the way up to 10 degrees, so we're getting warmer all the time.
Oh, man, that's great.
How much longer you got on the road this morning?
It's not on the road. I mind it's stepping out of this thing for about 25 to 30 minutes at a time. It kind of bites my fingertips.
Yeah, I guess.
I caught the bad cold years ago, and ever since it's had a little bit of age too, where you know hits the fingers.
It hits the fingers first. Yep. Fingers, then feet. But I find if I keep my head covered and the back of my neck warm, that helps a lot.
Well,
believe it or not.
I usually find out that the best thing to do is stay under the blankets, and that works fine. But at the end of the week, it hurts like hell.
Which leads me to Joe's joke of the week.
What Go for
Joe's
it.
Joke of the week.
What is Joe's joke of the week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of Santa Claus's elves love to sleep in the fireplace. Do you know why?
Why? Tell us,
he wanted to sleep like a log.
And with
I'm crawling
that,
in the damn fireplace if it works.
What?
I'm crawling in the fireplace.
You're crawling in the fireplace if it works.
Stan, I haven't slept like a log in 10 years.
I envy the cat. He curls up in the chair right by the heat vent.
Yep.
How come when we get older and we're allowed to enjoy sleeping, we can't sleep?
I know.
Is what
I
it is, Rob.
All right,
buddy.
Down here
hey.
I just want to say Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Enjoy. Stay safe, Stan.
Enjoy the fire at the house.
Thanks, buddy. Keep the shiny side up, buddy. We're thinking of you.
Talk to you a little bit.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes.
Don't get your tinsel in a tangle.
Don't get your tinsel in a tangle, that's for sure. Oh, of course, we get an email with a picture of Captain Don.
In the Bahamas or whatever.
With a beautiful, what is that? A barracuda, looks like. And I don't know if he's getting ready to, I'm not sure if he's getting ready to kiss it or what it is, but he's in Cayman.
Yeah.
So.
I'm talking about, well, no, I went cold and nothing against Don, and I think it's great, but I will admit that seeing those snowflakes yesterday. was just the icing on top of the cake for me. And got I it. Can't do heat. And don't take me to Florida where people put lights on palm trees. I'm not interested.
Okay. We got Mike in Parkville. Jeez. We got Mike in Parkville, and then we got to take our first break. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Wow, you sound good. You sound good on the phone today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I called in to get into the contest.
Sure.
Yeah, I was originally going to go muzzleloading camping out in Western Maryland this weekend, and I kind of wussed out. But,
can't say as I blame you, buddy.
That's not wussing out.
That's being smart. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I lived in Minnesota for 16 years, and I didn't know what winter was until I moved to northern Minnesota. It's a whole different ballgame up there. But
That's true.
I do have gear. You know, just you get older, you get kind of achy. But I did want to say one thing. You know, as growing up, my father was 40 when I was born. And he was a deer hunter. You know, he used to go up to Pennsylvania, and they used to travel to Maine to go bear hunting and whatnot.
Sure.
And, you know, before I was born. But, you know, I remember as a kid, every year, you know, the fall is my favorite time of year, and I would always ask him, I said, Dad, can you take me deer hunting? And it was always, you know, well, next year.
Yeah.
And next year never came, you know?
Yep.
And so I just want to say, and, you know, I didn't get to go deer hunting until I was in my 20s, and a buddy of mine, I lived in Colorado, and he said, why don't you get your hunter safety card, and we'll go deer hunting. And the first year I went, I borrowed his buddy's 270, and I shot a nice mule deer, and I was hooked.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, you know, and I just kept thinking, all these people, if you have a grandson or, you know, someone you can mentor, you know, take them deer hunting. Or, you know, any type of hunting, just get them out in the woods.
That is exactly. A perfect story. I mean, it's not good that you didn't get to share it with your dad, but people need to know if you don't do it, it's going to pass you by.
It really does, you know. And it's kind of, you know, and the thing is I inherited my dad's his deer rifle, and it's a 1952 300 Savage.
Oh, you know, man.
The old classic.
That is a classic, that's for sure. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I mean, they're just beautiful rifles, and, you know, and I haven't taken one with it. All the deer I've shot have been with my 270. That thing's such a flat shooter.
I agree with you. My 270 is fantastic, and I've taken a lot of deer with it, but I like the challenge of different firearms. I have a 32 Winchester Special that was built in 1952. I bought from a friend that has now since passed, but memories with the guy are great. Okay.
Right.
I have a 1954 30-30. I never met the owner. Came through an auction that was suggested by my accountant, former accountant who's passed away. What'd you say, Robin?
Yeah.
You know?
And you know, I agree, because I just went, you know, just the rifle season, and I hunt out in Western Maryland, because I don't know anybody
right.
on private land, so I go out there, you know, on the public land. And I use my 30-30. I bought one from an older retired gentleman, and it's a 1942
oh, wow.
Winchester Model 94.
Yep.
The old lever action.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I don't put it jacks out the top, and I'm not going to ruin it with a scope or anything.
Right.
And I can carry that thing all day with one hand.
That's right. Yep.
You know, and I can't do that with my, you know, that... compared to that 270 or a 30-06, those things are like tanks.
Right.
And so if I go out Western Maryland hiking, you know, I'm carrying that 30-30 in my hand.
Sure.
But yeah, I agree. I
so
like.
Are you passing it on to anybody?
And see, that's the thing. I have a daughter, and she, you know, she went to the left and, you know, liberal and all that, and
mm-hmm.
so right now I'm looking for, you know, I've been inviting. Young men through the church, and you know, whether the father's absent, you know, I'm telling people, I say, you know, get your hunter safety card. I took the course up at Loch Raven.
Sure.
It was a 4-day course, and I tell you what, I learned something up there. And you know, it's free, and every fall they offer those, and they offer them all around Maryland. So you know, tell your listeners to you know.
Sure.
Take somebody hunting, you know, you have to get the hunter safety card first.
Sure, of course.
But anyway,
I think that's awesome enough. But and you said your girl, yeah, I got it on your daughter. But a lot of daughters hunt, but I understand where you came from on that.
Yeah, I mean, she's not opposed to, yeah, even though she just turned into a vegetarian. It's just, you know, it just breaks my heart. I haven't talked to her in years, and you know, I hope.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
Reconcile, but that's a whole other ballgame. But yeah, hunting. I mean, yeah, just you know, take your son or your grandson out because you never know. You might not be around next year.
That's true. That's true.
Now, we have today, if you know, Lord willing, and God bless.
Well, I'm hunting with my 23-year-old grandson. We started hunting together when he was 12 or 13. And he took a couple of years off when he got into college, and you know there's some stuff going on, but he's come back full circle and really enjoys it. And I love hunting with him. But my second oldest grandson in Robin's family is 3, so I think we'll probably start out with him with a fishing rod in his hand rather than a firearm.
Yeah. And that's a good place to start. I mean, you can get them out in the outdoors and have them appreciate nature.
They pointed at the stuff on the walls here. What's that?
So funny. Last night, my little 2-year-old granddaughter goes, we've got a coyote and a bear that sit together. And she goes over and she tells us, puppy, puppy. And she's telling the puppy bye-bye. She'll see you later. And she was petting him. I mean,
they
get into it.
They like it, you know.
And then she goes, woof, woof, woof.
So, but anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Helping other people like you're doing. Don't give up on the other. We've had a family situation like that, and it was very difficult. And we, my thoughts and prayers are with you on that. Okay.
I really appreciate that.
I totally understand the difference and the where that issue can come up. So please hold on. Okay. Don't give up. It comes around, but maybe never always completely the way you want it to. But there's give and take on both sides, you know.
So, there you go.
Right.
And you have an awesome married.
Good advice.
coming from a woman. It's the truth.
Yeah, sometimes us guys can be hard-headed.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it doesn't hurt to get, as we saw on Frasier, we're watching Frasier, get a call, get a quarter, make a phone call, you know, what the heck, or text.
Just tell you love her, that's all.
Doesn't have to be anything else. That's what we do to my niece all the time. We just send texts and say, loving you, thinking about you. So, good luck, and God bless, and have an awesome Christmas, because I think your thoughts about kids is, it made my heart today, okay?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
And stay warm. I like the fact
that I'm actually going down to the woods this morning. I'm going to go for a walk. Most people don't go out, you know, and it's peaceful.
Yep.
Well, get out there and watch the nature. My first
Christmas in Minnesota, we moved up there in 1990. My daughter was 1 year old, and we woke up Christmas morning in St. Cloud, and it was 37 below zero, and that was no wind chill.
That's a little too cold for me.
And it was funny because nobody's vehicle would start, and I had just driven up from Minneapolis, and I had an old Dodge Power Wagon in 1978.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah, that thing rode like a tank, and I was jump starting everybody's vehicles, and even my brother-in-law's from southern Wisconsin. They go, man, you can have this Minnesota, and they're from Wisconsin.
Right.
That's pretty good.
I was like, man, this is cold up here.
It is cold. You're right.
And, you know, I hated Minnesota when I moved up there, and it just grew on me. And now I have, I still have property up in northern Minnesota.
That's great, man. That's great.
Yeah, I still go up there, and it's awesome.
Good.
Enjoy.
On that, you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Take care. There we go. We are way late on our break. We got a lot of making up to do, folks, and we hope you're patient with us. Fran, be patient. And
please, Fran.
And I'm sorry.
I rambled on a little.
Just a little. Mike in Parkville. Oh, we talked to Mike. Jamie in Catonsville. Hang on, folks. What?
Nothing. Go.
All right.
I rambled on.
You rambled on, yes. Clyde Sports Shop. Let's talk about Clyde's for a minute. All right. So two firearms I'd like to point out for you from Browning that make great Christmas presents, Robin. And that would be the BPS Field. BPS stands for Browning Pump Shotgun. It's a newly designed stock with a new look in the BPS. It looks like a sharp-looking gun. Larger trigger guard. You know, if you got a wearing gloves in cold weather. A matte blue finished barrel and forged machine steel receiver, like always, with bottom ejection, which is great in the duck blind or the goose pit. You know, the shells aren't flying out and hitting your buddy. Satin finished walnut pump action, all with superior fit. New checkering surfaces and synthetic stock models are available in the BPS. Now, if you're looking for a new rifle, we talked about rifles earlier, the X-Bolt. That's the standard. That is an extremely accurate bolt-action, big game hunting, perfection bolt-action rifle. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine, which makes it nice. You just pop that extra magazine out at the end of the day, pull the bolt back, and you're ready to go the next time. That's two great Browning firearms from Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Clyde'sFishingGear.com is the website for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. All right. Let's talk about wood fireplaces. Not fireplaces made out of wood. That would be counterproductive, that's for sure. We're talking about fireplaces that burn wood. That's right. Regency is the brand. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the place. Regency makes a great lineup of not only freestanding wood fireplaces, but also fireplace inserts for that empty firebox in your house. You will like it. Go check it out. Get a brochure. Study it online if you want. It's at regency-fire.com, and you can see them in person at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If it's pellet stoves you're interested in, then Enviro is the model. Same model as our gas fireplace insert. Beautiful frames on the fronts of these fireplaces, these, you know, fireplace inserts. They throw a lot of heat, that's for sure. And they also have the freestanding models as well. That's a company called Enviro, and that is also available Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Look, you want auxiliary heat for times like this. Maybe your power's out, like it was in our family last night. No auxiliary heat. They just had to grin and bear it till the power company got there and turned it back on. Well, you don't have to be faced with that same situation. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Their phone number, is 410-827-4500. BackyardBillies.com is the website. The phone number, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. Graysonville, your backyard, well, takes a back seat to the fireplace right now. So check it out at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Tons to see and do. With events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Hey, the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction is Sunday, January 1st. That's would be New Year's Day, 2023, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. You can view the online catalog at russumsfurniture.hibid.com and follow their Facebook page for updates. Over 50 modern firearms, maybe more by now, 20 antique firearms, ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. HiBid.com, HIBID.com, and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. It's easy. I do it. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore with over 850 lots. That's a lot of lots, Robin.
If you can do it online, it's got to be easy.
It is easy. If I can do it online? Thank you. I appreciate your confidence. 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction, Sunday week from tomorrow. Happy New Year. You know, Spurrier's Tire Service, I'll tell you, those folks are great. They are overwhelmed right now with business. I mean, it's cold weather and some other factors here in town have prompted a lot of people to turn to Spurrier's Tire Service for sure. And they're getting great service, just like Robin and I do. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 and Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck. Any make, any model. Garden tractors, farm equipment, wheelbarrows, lawnmowers, they've got tires for all that stuff. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Yes, 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? I did. 410-822-7384. Visit the website, spurrierstire.com. 410-822-7384. And the folks at Spurrier's wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
In a department store north of Houston sat a Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. In a minute he knows the front door will close, and this tired old Santa can pack up and leave. But a big fella came out of nowhere, and he sat right down on Santa's knee. Well, the whole place stopped dead, and
as the big fella said, "Dear Santa, I appreciate you listening to me." And he said, "Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, ho with crabs for Christmas. My Christmas wish will come true." Well, that Santa
here, let it play.
Started perspiring, and it looked like he might be in pain. And his face got all stiff as he asked the man if he would take just a moment and kindly explain. Well, the man said, "You know, I'm from Maryland, and them crabs is what I'm itching for. Don't you know, Santa dear, with steamed crabs and a beer, it would be like a trip back to old Baltimore. Baltimore. Oh, I want crabs for Christmas. Oh, only crabs will do. Oh, only crabs for Christmas. My Christmas wish will come true."
All righty. Well, I guess we have to end it there, even though I'd like to continue to play it, but that's okay. We have Fran in Baltimore, and then we've got, my goodness, Jamie in Catonsville. Let's talk to Fran. Morning, Fran. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Alan. Merry Christmas, Robin.
Oh, there's the spirit of Christmas right there. How about that?
Let me tell you. There are 365 days in the year, so they tell me.
Right.
And because of the birth of Jesus in the Christian religion is why we celebrate it. But pass down to the young ones that the 364 days we are blessed because of his birth. And not to take it for granted, every morning you wake up, even when you don't feel your best, is a blessing. This December, I've been blessed, celebrated my 77th birthday.
Wow.
Whoa!
Double seven.
Wow.
I am surprised that I made it to 77, but I'm so grateful. And I don't take any day for granted, okay? And celebrate the reason for Christmas every day.
Amen.
So teach that to the children while you're passing down all the other stuff that they need for life and enjoyment and what have you. Remember to pass that down as soon as they can understand. Because when we get in trouble, when we get sick, when you have heartache, what have you, we all reach to a higher power to help us get through it, whatever you believe in. So teach the children to reach for that higher power, especially nowadays, children really need to be taught early. And then they can live, hopefully, for many years to come to enjoy Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing we can add to that, Fran. You said it all.
Absolutely perfect.
Well, like I said, I'm feeling good and grateful. Anybody ask me, how are you doing? How you feel? Even if I got a few aches and pains, I tell them, I'm doing fine. Could be a lot worse.
That's true.
You know.
That is true.
You guys, you get through so many illnesses and viruses and what have you.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like I'm a walking vector. You used to reach
into that higher power, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. That's
I'm
true.
I'm sure you have. Yeah. All right. Well, take care. And the New Year's is coming up.
It is.
And, I'm just going to say to people, have a plan B for New Year's Eve. Have a plan B for New Year's Eve. Because your plans may not go exactly like you
playing. We watch these Christmas movies every now and then when we're not crazy here at the house. And the line that's been coming back in a couple of them is, "Men make plans and God laughs."
Ain't that the truth?
That's for sure, isn't it? Happened yesterday for sure. That's right, didn't it, Rob?
We sat down to watch a Christmas movie, and we heard, I get one phone call. Have you heard from Mom?
No. Yeah.
Then I get another phone call. Have you heard from Mom yet? No. Ma. They called my mom Ma.
Yeah.
And I said, no. Well, I just got a hold of her, and she's out of electricity.
Robin.
What?
A little tighter.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're out of electricity. And she's out of electricity. I said, okay. Well, you've got an 82-year-old and an 81-year-old there. One has some memory issues. And there's lines across and a tree across the road, across the bridge on the road. There is no way to get to them. My mom won't leave because of the cats, even if we got to her. She's telling us she's going to bundle up, and I figured I was going to have a popsicle for her mother in the morning.
And a momsicle for a pop?
And a momsicle for a pop. And, and, you know, it went on. My daughter shows up here. We're all connoitering to try to figure out what happened. And grandkids are screaming, running, having accidents, going in the bathtub.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on the phone with the police department. I'm on the phone with the fire department. I'm on the phone with Delmarva Power, who's telling me just kind of go.
Pound sand, pretty much.
Pound sand. And I'm sitting here, and I'm laughing in my head. All I'm waiting for is that squirrel to jump out of the tree of the Griswold Family Christmas Vacation movie.
Yep.
At that moment. Because
that's all we needed to add to the chaos.
It felt like that at that moment. It was, but all of a sudden, at 8 o'clock, by the, or 8, 9 o'clock, by the grace of God, I get this telephone call or text, we have power, and they weren't supposed to have it till 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And everybody slept through the night.
Yep.
So
it was good. So there are hidden blessings out there. All right.
But always have a plan B.
Always have a plan B. Miss Fran, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And thank you for reminding us all the reason for the season, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was born on Christmas Day, that we celebrate Christmas Day, to live a life, an exemplary life, and die on the cross, be buried, and to rise again to show us that we can have eternal life in heaven with God our Father. Thank you for that. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Fran. You know, we talked about, we did the front yard for the children this year to try to make it younger.
We did.
But we did one half of it. One half has Santa Claus, deer, polar bear, a whole bunch of stuff, snowman. On the other side, we have a nativity scene so that we always remember the reason and we can show it to the kids and explain it.
And you know what? Yesterday was an example, a kind of a life lesson. I went out yesterday after that wind blew through here.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus, and the Star of Bethlehem were all standing. The polar bear was on his face. Santa Claus's head was knocked off. One of the snowmen was on the ground. The dinosaur was upside down. The Christmas ornament was across the yard. What part of Christmas? The Santa Claus part of Christmas was took a hit yesterday.
Yes.
And the spiritual part just did a rebound, that's for sure. Speaking of the spiritual side, Cambo Preacher sent us a photograph of his phone, a screenshot of his phone showing 4 degrees below zero in Kingwood, West Virginia.
Oh.
Let's go there.
Okay, but there's snow on the forecast.
I know. Hey, look, we've got callers on the line. Jamie in Catonsville, I hope, is still on hold. We've just been chatting on here. Jamie, you still there, buddy? I think Jamie had to leave. Jamie, you're welcome to call back, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Alan and Robin.
I'm rambling today.
Wish you all a happy holiday, Christmas. New Year's is
thank you.
You know me. I reminisce, and I was thinking of a fishing adventure I went on with a friend whom I met down at the small dam at Loch Raven.
Mm-hmm.
We were sharing recipes for carp dough for Bowball, and his special recipe was strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
we exchanged phone numbers, and around this time of year, the dead of the cold, he calls me up. He goes, "This is Cartman," and you got to remember, I was just driving. That's 16, 17, 18 years
old.
Yeah, yeah. And he goes, let's go fishing. So I said, all right. So we're rolling down the road with my Dodge Dart and my little boat, and we go to Clyde, get our bull minnows, and
then right.
Head on Bernie's boat ramp on Ritchie Highway.
Oh, yeah.
We paid our fee with a six-pack of Budweiser for the use of the boat ramp. And
old Bernie, he was all about barter, wasn't he?
No, Bernie would either take a six-pack or $2, but he preferred the six-pack.
Yeah, of course.
So we came down the boat ramp. My friend said, make sure you bring your camper your father has for... I was like, what do we need that for? You might be a little ice. So we backing the trailer in. He's in the back of the boat. Busting up the ice so we could get out past the creek. But we had the best time catching chain pickerel and yellow perch. And it was, and then it starts snowing. So my boat turns into a not a fishing boat, but just a big ball of snow. I mean, I literally was sticking to the boat. And we're having so much fun catching fish, and yellow perch especially, because they were such good at eating. And the pickerel, all they did was prick our fingers, and we
yeah.
would be bleeding all over the boat.
I hear you.
So we get back to the boat ramp. It's snowing, and I don't know if you remember the hill going up from Asquith Creek.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Up the Ritchie Highway. And he's having to shovel the snow.
Oh, my gosh.
So I could get my Dodge Dart and my boat. And I'll never forget. I said, what do you think we should do for getting home? We decided to go up Ritchie Highway through the city, up Light Street.
Oh, my gosh.
What a long day. But, he always remembered after Christmas going on this fishing adventure, and he'll be calling me shortly to go. Well, unfortunately the access to the Severn is difficult now, but we'll go fishing somewhere in the dead of the winter and
yep.
reminisce about the foolish things we used to do to get out
gotcha.
Of the water.
All right, buddy. Well, that was a great memory. That was a great memory.
Yes.
Great memory.
So you won't have a good holiday.
Yep. So, okay. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yep.
Thanks
bye-bye.
For the call.
Have a
bye-bye.
Super day.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone got a little messed up there at the end, but we're good. We're good. Aaron, did we get any callers back? Did Jamie get back? All clear. All right. Sounds like we got a few people signing up for the muzzleloader contest, which is great. We still have time to do that. We've got another break coming up. We did combine the first two breaks. Sorry that was so long, folks. That was my fault. I just like to prattle on a little bit. So let's take that break right now, then we'll have time for a few more callers at the end. What do you think, Aaron? Does that sound good? All right. New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction, Sunday, January 1st, 2023, 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. You can view the online catalog at Russum's, R-U-S-S-U-M-S, furniture.highbid.com. Highbid is spelled H-I-B-I-D, and follow their Facebook page for updates. Over 50 modern firearms, 20 antique firearms, ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. Highbid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auction on the Eastern Shore, with over 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year. That's for sure. All right. Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Look, if you're looking for a last-minute gift for a sportsman, what are you laughing at?
I've been texting you.
I know. I see all those gift suggestions for Robin.
I hadn't told him what I wanted yet.
No, you hadn't. Anyway, if you're looking for a last-minute idea, crabbing supplies, you know, anything up to and including a trot line, crab traps, crab seasoning, crab steamers, a new net, tongs, anything for crabbing. Fishing, rod and reel combinations, kids combos. That's going to be for the new year, so kids combo in our life, that's for sure, maybe two. Okay, rods, reels, line, lures, bait, you know, any kind of tackle accessories. For firearms, you know, ammunition, cleaning supplies, cleaning tools, for muzzle loaders as well, all the muzzle loader accessories, a little bit of clothing, handguns. Just go in there, walk around. You'll find something for deer hunting, for waterfowl hunting, for, you know, how about a nice buck knife? How about a nice, beautiful buck knife for Christmas for the sportsman in your family? We love knives. We do. Filet knives, deer knives, any kind of knife. We like knives, and Clyde's has a great selection. So I'm just throwing it out there in case, man, I don't know what to get Uncle Bob. I don't know what to get my dad. I don't know what to get whoever. Okay? Clyde Sports Shop may be your solution. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up, that's Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. Website is ClydesFishingGear.com. Of course, they accept all major credit cards, and they're open 7 days a week. Clyde Sports Shop. How about that? One more shot for the folks at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If you need heat, anything for heat, if you need an electric stove, you need a gas stove, you need a gas fireplace insert, you need a wood stove or a wood stove fireplace insert, if you need a pellet stove or pellet stove insert for that, you know, fireplace in the house, they've got it all. Not only that, but they have fire rings. They have grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. And this new one I keep telling you about, this gorgeous stainless steel grill by Memphis, you know. They have that, too. They have the pellet grills by Traeger. And the technology on these grills is absolutely spectacular. Furniture all over the place, inside furniture, outside furniture. Why not stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and check out their giant selection of anything and everything you need? BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. They are open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. That's Evans Avenue coming from the bridge. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America, is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market.
Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Line-X bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Line-X bedliner installed at Catonsville Line-X just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Line-X of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Line-X dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Line-X fleet services. Do what I did and have Line-X install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Line-X. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the Hey, Robin, who was that?
Oh, you had to say it.
Uh-huh. Anytime. All right.
Frank,
huh?
Frank Dean. I can't think right this
time. Andy point. Williams.
Andy Williams. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. I messed up Andy Williams.
Aaron, who's our caller, buddy? Bob in Parkville. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas to you and Robin.
Thank you.
And family. Just great to be alive. Great to be alive. I'm sort of in your situation. I've got some older grandkids and younger.
Yep.
I'm a 18, 20, and 22-year-old down in North Carolina. And then up here, I've got a 3- and 5-year-old.
Wow. Yep.
We just, you know, all like the outdoors, enjoy fishing. They shot, but they haven't been hunting. But I just want to mention quick that we were down the Outer Banks this past summer.
Yep.
We went out on the near shore, and we got some barracuda.
Right.
They were excellent eating. I always heard they weren't good to eat.
Right.
Captain said anything under 30 pounds is good eating, and they
there
were.
There you go. Great.
Music,
well,
so I'll let you go, and again,
thanks for being the last caller. Yep.
Thank you. Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy your family, stay warm. Hey, Brinley and Jameson, Santa's on the way. You be good for Mommy and Daddy today. And I'll see you in the morning.